It's our one-year anniversary on the air here at KFI, and a special friend to this show shares his birthday on this day, October the 7th, and he was born 16 years ago, and we're going to put in a call to him right now. And let's see if I got him on the line here. RC?
Yeah?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday, dear RC.
Oh, Christ.
Happy birthday to you.
Thanks a lot, Phil.
Nah, that's okay. We know it was your birthday today. And I know that you were upset last week about, what you were going to get, and you've had kidney problems. Did you get the present?
Yeah, I did. I got it. And I got it today.
Well, it's an altar. Let me tell everybody. What'd you think of it?
I told my mom not to open it up yet.
Oh, God, I almost told you what it was.
Yeah, it's pretty big in the living room right now, sitting over there. I got a little bit of a cold today, so I didn't go to school, but... This is really neat, and it's really neat of you to remember me.
Well, it's our one-year anniversary of being on the air here at KFI.
Is it a TV set or a big one or something?
Why don't you open it up?
Okay, let's open it up, Mom.
Open it up there, Archie. We still have a special present for him.
And,
Got the box open up. Get some scissors, Mom, or something. Oh, my God. What is... Look at that. What is it? It's amazing.
It's an all-terrain vehicle, and we had the guys put it in the living room for you. It's a four-wheel drive, all-terrain Honda, off-road. It's actually an off-rama motor... Off... It's a four-wheel off-road motorcycle, man.
God, look at this. Can it start up?
Yeah, it'll start up. It's an off-road, all-terrain vehicle, and it's right there in the living room. I realize that now you guys have got the big sliding glass doors. Your mom told us you could get it out into the garage.
This thing's the bomb. Helmet?
Yes, you have to wear a helmet.
That's bogus to the max.
Well, you got to wear a helmet because that is the... That's the rule in the state of California, but I wanted to give you that. I hope that you like it.
So, what do I need, a driver's license?
I don't know. Do you think you need a driver's license?
Mom, do I gotta get a driver's license? She said I didn't.
Well, if you're riding it off-road, but you need to wear that helmet.
Well, I'm gonna die anyway from kidney disease. Why the helmet?
Because you don't have to die right away, okay?
Well, this is really, Well, look at that. That's pretty good,
Pretty good. Let me tell you something. We went shopping for pretty... Are you excited? I mean, do you like it or not?
Did you trade this out at the radio station or what?
What do you mean, did I trade it out at the radio station?
Well, I know a lot of you guys in the radio business do trade-outs where if you mention a certain Honda place, then they'll give you free stuff.
I've not traded out with Honda of Mountain View. No, I did not trade it out with Honda of Mountain View, which right now has some of the best deals on ATVs around. That's Honda of Mountain View. Go out and visit them today. Their number is 213-427-7291. That's 213-427-7291. I certainly did not trade it out with Honda of Mountain View, located right over there at the corner of 5th and Cloverdale. Go on out and see the great deals. No, I didn't.
Drive dying by a motorcycle crash is better than kidney disease, I guess.
Well, I mean, if you want to look at it that way.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good.
So that's all you got to say?
Well, I mean, I was kind of hoping for, the big one.
Anymore. I bought you an all-terrain freaking vehicle. Okay, this thing's a four-wheel drive masterpiece. You can go out, you can have a ball on this thing.
Yeah, it's not getting it done.
Not getting it done.
But for me, it isn't. I told you, and I wanted to go down to the mall with my friends and everything. I gotta get some.
You gotta get some, huh?
I gotta take a woman to the movies on one of these babies. Look at this thing. I'm gonna go down the street on this.
You want me to take it back?
You could come over and get it. Yeah, well, how am I going to use it? I'm not going to go off-roading on it.
Okay, we'll take it back then, okay? We'll have the guy come over. He'll pick it up.
You know, I've been down at your radio station. I've seen the KFI stimulator.
That's a thing that belongs to the radio station.
Well, don't be so cheap.
It belongs to the radio station. You know something? I put my money together. Jonah Weiland did. Mike Crozier did, okay?
You know something? Motorcycles went out in the 80s. Nobody rides them anymore.
It ain't a motorcycle, dude. It's an all-terrain vehicle. It's for...
Yeah, I know. It's for recreation. I needed a love machine, and you give me this thing. I needed a love machine, and you gave me a jerk-off head. That's what that is. It's a jag-off head. I wanted something I could take a girl out in on account of the fact that I haven't got long to go. A van or something.
Well, I didn't have enough money for a van. You know, I'm really sorry, okay?
Something with a bed in the back. Something with a mattress in the back. Why didn't you just give me a moped buying me something like this? I'm going to be the laughing stock, a cat's worth high.
Well, I'll take it back if you want, okay? But the fact is that it was something that we thought we would do for you. It was something that we thought that we would give you for your birthday. I'm sorry, okay? You ain't got a license. Your old lady said you couldn't have a car, all right?
You ruined my birthday, Dad.
I'm not your father. I don't want to be your father. You've got a father, okay? If he spent more time with you, I wouldn't have to be your father. Call your father up and have him buy you a car, okay?
How about a kitchen door next year, a skateboard for all the good you're doing me this year? Why don't you go out and just give me a chicken door or a big wheel?
So you're telling me that an all-terrain vehicle, a four-wheel drive all-terrain motorcycle, is like a kick and go?
Give me one of those hoops you push down the street with a stick.
You're telling me that having an all-terrain motorcycle like that, a three-wheeler, is like pushing a hoop down the street with a stick?
Yeah, you remember like those pedal wagons? Radio flyers? I wanted a car, and I told you about it. I don't understand. You knew I needed to get some action.
It's not my job to get you action, okay?
What are those green machines? What about that? What are you giving me about? I told you, and I told you. I called you up, and I reminded you. And I let you produce your note, too. I wanted a car. And you come along with this piece of crap. I'm 16 years old, Phil, and I only get to be 16 years old once. Why don't you take it back and get me a sit-and-spin?
You want me to take it back?
Yeah. Well, what I don't understand is why you can't seem to get it through your fat head. What did I tell you last week?
I told you that you told me that you wanted a car.
Yeah. Did I ask you for a moped? I didn't ask you for a game of toss-across. I asked you for a car.
I couldn't get your car. I did the best thing that I could. I got you this all-terrain thing. Your mom said that you'd like it.
Well, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And for my 16th birthday, I consider it to be a slap across my kidneyless face. My kidneyless face. Here it is, my 16th birthday.
Oh, you know what we'll do, man? We'll have the guy come and pick it up and take it back.
Yeah, do us both a favor. You know that I look up to you like my dad, and you disappoint me like this. You know that I want to get laid. You know it's the only thing I want by the time I die. All you did was kick me right into my one nut cheek.
Well, the guy will be over tomorrow. We'll call him up.
Why not a TV set? That would have been better than a freaking moped.
It ain't a moped, man. It's an
all-terrain vehicle. I'm going to go out in a dirt lot or something, so I'm going to go to the desert with that, which means a trailer to haul it. Hello? I don't have that. Son of a bitch. Everybody in my life lets me down, and you're just one in a long line of sons of bitches. I tell you what, Phil, send me some roller skates.
Okay, we'll have the guy come and pick it up, all right? If that's going to be your attitude.
You got it.
16 years old today, the kid is, and it's the one-year anniversary of our show, and we bought him a three-wheeler, three-wheel all-terrain vehicle, and the kid is bitching about it. Thing's got three-wheel drive or whatever the hell it was. Four-wheeler. I don't know. What was it, Joni? You're the guy that picked it up. It's a four-wheeler ATV? This is the Phil Hendry Show here. Boy, what a big wet blanket on this night. 1-800-5201-KFI, Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. All he can talk about is getting laid. This is all this kid's got on his mind. What is it with you talking about that all the time?
You want to know why? Because every guy in my school's been late but me.
Is what they tell you that?
That's right.
How long are you going to put up with this
crap that he's talking?
This vermin-ridden, filthy-mouthed little louse.
Right.
Who's what? Are you two married or something?
I beg your pardon?
Are you two old folks married?
What old folks?
Well, we're not old folks. I'm 67 years old, and I feel as good as ever.
Well, screw the old people. They don't know how us younger generations...
You're not through crap and yelling yet. What are you talking about?
You're yelling about your little car and whatever you don't have. And I can tell you something, young man. When I was your age, my father...
Oh, yeah, when you were my age, Lincoln had a bad headache.
I beg your pardon?
I said, when you were my age, Lincoln had a bad headache.
I hope Phil doesn't buy you anything. You're nothing but a brazen brat.
That is absolutely... You are brazen, and to refer to Abraham Lincoln, who was a former president of the United States, as having a bad headache, he was shot and murdered for our country.
Yeah, you were a kid when Roosevelt had a bad headache.
Listen, you're still wet behind the ears. Shut up and go home and go to bed.
Mr. Henry?
Yes, sir.
I have heard two presidents of the United States referred to in a disparaging way by this piece of rat puke that you call a kid on your phone. Now,
did you hear what he called me?
That's right.
You heard what he called me?
He's right.
He called me an asshole.
That's what you are.
I did not call you an asshole. I called you...
I need to lay some pipe.
What is he talking about?
He's talking about how he... We have the lady in Anaheim, the gentleman in Alhambra. The kid is upset because he hasn't had sex.
Well, that's... Who would have sex with the likes of that?
Who would have...
He doesn't even know how to do it.
Well, what do I got to do to have sex with you?
You're 16 years old, for God's sake. I guess you play with yourself or something.
Well, I'm going to die. I want some real stuff. I want a real woman, and I want it now.
A real woman wouldn't be bothered with you, for God's sake.
A real lady would not even have anything to do with
a mouthpiece
of human excrement like you.
That's right.
And I will tell you something.
Lady, how old are you?
None of your goddamn business.
Well,
that's
listen,
right.
I haven't got a lot of time. Hell, I'll even get a leg up on you if I have to. Come on.
Okay, watch it.
I wouldn't spit on the best part of you.
You got a granddaughter?
I wouldn't spit on the best part of you.
You got a great-granddaughter.
That's for me to know and for you to find out.
I would like to know when the host of this program is going to take some control.
Sir, I'm trying to do the best I can. It's the kid's birthday.
I would like to know, sir, when you are going to take some control. I'll tell you when I was a young man.
And don't be yelling at him. It's not his fault.
Well, madam, the host is at least culpable in that he's allowing this young man to go on and on. You know, when my father used to go out to a palm tree that we had in our backyard, and he sheared off a palm frond and made it into a baton, and he used to beat me until my backside was dripping blood and flesh.
Good. That's what this kid needs.
That's exactly correct.
What are you talking about? It's medieval.
I'm talking about discipline. My father used to take a wire hanger and he would tighten it around my balls. And in my hand, he would continue to squeeze until blood began to pour.
That's what this kid needs.
Exactly correct. That's good old-fashioned discipline.
Well, all right. Can both of you hold on for just a second? I need to get you guys to hold on.
This old guy's crazy, for Christ's sake.
Hold on for just a second here. Oh, man, even a birthday party. This is our one-year anniversary. It's R.C. Collins' birthday party, and it sounds like the Spanish Inquisition has started.
He doesn't appreciate it.
Well,
kid does not appreciate what you're doing for him, so...
That's right. And the thing that I wanted to mention is the discipline is obviously lacking in this child's home. But even though he is, you claim he's dying from a disease.
That's right, old man. I got a kidney disease.
He has degenerative kidney disease.
Well, I would think you'd be a little bit more gracious with people and appreciate the life that you have left.
Let me ask you a question. Is the lady there?
Yes, I'm here.
You know that I lost one of my testicles to cancer? Yeah, I didn't know that.
If you did, I don't even believe you. But if you did, you should be nicer to people.
Well, he did. He had a bout of cancer. The kid's had a rough life.
Well, I don't care if he did have a rough life. He should be a little bit more polite, especially to this lady that he has been verbally assaulting.
That's right.
And the
lady, did you know a young woman? Do you know a young woman that you can set me up with?
I wouldn't set you up with anybody.
Why not?
Because you sound like a nut to me.
I want a girlfriend before I die.
You don't even know what to do, for God's sake.
Oh, I know what to do. Yeah. I know a little bit about love, and baby, I can guess the rest.
I've heard that line, okay?
What?
Why don't you give it up?
All you do is have wet dreams. That's all you have.
Yeah, and you want to know why I got wet dreams?
Yeah.
Because old people like you won't let me get a leg up. Will ya?
I should say not.
I am increasingly getting outraged with this conversation, and I want to know if there's someone there that I can speak with about this.
No, sir, there's no management here. I'm sorry.
You know that if I acted like this, my father used to take us out back to a woodshed, and he would get one of his drills, one of the electric drills, and he would drill a hole through one of our fingers. And that was good old-fashioned discipline in those days.
Yeah, but that was terrible discipline.
You grew up in the same time I did. We had good old-fashioned, my father. If we ever said a wrong word to our mother, who my father loved and respected and honored as a woman, he would take us out on the driveway and back his car over our foot. He'd make us put a foot underneath the tire.
Really?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that was the discipline in the old days?
Yes, it was, and I can tell you we grew up to be respectful young men and women.
Well, what's got me burnt up is Phil is so nice to him and wants to buy him something, and this kid is telling him what he wants.
Did you hear what this crazy old man said? He says his dad backed the car over his foot.
That's right, and we learned a little bit of respect.
Yeah, this kid has nothing. No respect, no nothing.
What's wrong with wanting a woman's ankles in my hand?
What?
I said, what's wrong with wanting a woman's ankles in my hand?
Rubbing ankles in your hand? Well, what do you get out of that?
Ankles in my hand. I said, what's wrong? Excuse me. What's wrong with wanting a woman's ankles in my hand?
Oh, I don't know what you can do with ankles.
The lady is such a lady that she doesn't know. This young man is being very vulgar with you, ma'am.
Is he?
You are such a lady.
I think that's disgusting if he's being vulgar with me.
Well, you're such a wonderful lady, and I can tell you in my day, my father used to take us out to the woodshed, and he would drop an anvil on us.
That's why you're such a gentleman today.
That's right. My father would take a big blacksmith's anvil and push it off the roof of a shed on top of us.
That's right.
And I learned to be a fine young gentleman as a result.
You must be one short guy, too, because in an anvil it squishes you like it do in the cartoons.
Oh, he sounds like
a moron. What are you, a goofball or something, man?
I'm a goofball. Listen, I want to make the back of her head bleed from hitting the wall. That's all I want to do.
What?
Ma'am?
Watch out that your head don't hit the wall.
Ma'am?
Yeah, what is it?
What about that? Have you got a daughter-in-law or something whose head I can make bleed?
I wouldn't let you near any part of my family.
Have you got a great-granddaughter?
No, she wouldn't look at the best part of you.
Have you got a great-great-granddaughter look good with her rear end up in the air high and nice?
Anybody's rear end is far too good for you to look at.
Will you listen to the filth? I am going
He ought to have soap in his mouth.
We would take a bar of soap and scour his mouth out.
Well, I kind of cut the kid some slack because he's got a kidney disease.
You're too easy. You're too good-natured, Phil.
I want to make her so sore she can't walk for a week.
I am asking the host out of decency to cut this man off.
Yeah.
Listen, ma'am.
What is it?
Do you know a granddaughter I could have?
No.
I've got a grandson, then.
You're like a degenerate.
What?
Yeah.
Have you got a dog? Have you got a cat? A chicken. I'll take what I can get. I'll get what I can take. I'm 16.
You can't be much. You don't take anything you can get.
I am going to tell you once and for all, Mr. Henry, will you please hang up on this man?
I'm trying to cut him some slack.
He's not even a man. He's a little piss-ass.
Listen. A what?
16 years old.
This young man is talking about mothering sheep. He's talking about farm animals. I have never in my life.
That's why he's a degenerate.
Old MacDonald had a farm.
Yeah, that's where you belong. That's where you belong with the animals. Because that's what you are.
And on this farm he had a sheep. With a open ear and an open ear.
Okay, I am.
It's all good.
All right, I can't deal with this any longer.
Now,
I want to apologize
to him. This kid is not normal.
You think he's nuts? Because I'm trying to figure this out.
He's not normal.
You know, I'm just, what I've been trying to do is...
And Bingo was his name-o.
Okay, what I've been trying to do is cut the kid some slack because he's mentally ill or something.
I guess he is. He sounds like...
Well, if you want to put up with this, and you know, in all of my time listening to KFI Radio, and I've been a great listener of this station for many years, I have never heard such an imbecile as this kid.
That's right.
I really haven't.
Come on, it's just like churning butter.
All right, cut him off for just a moment.
Churning butter. I'd like to churn his head.
I'd like to churn some butter with you.
Okay, I think the question that I'm asking here...
Just like pumping water. You remember the old pump on the handle or the handle on the pump. You remember the old handle in the morning.
Where does this kid get all his information from?
I don't know. It's just stuff that he reads.
16.
I don't know.
I just want a woman whose hair I can pull out from the roots.
Yeah.
He's sick. He's got the kidney
thing. Sure he is. He's a degenerate. That's what he is. 16.
I'll tell you that my father, when we were growing up, my father wouldn't put up with any of this. He used to take us into the bathroom and get a big bar of lava soap. You remember lava soap, ma'am?
Yeah, and put it in his
cappuccino.
No, that's okay. But anyway, listen.
Well, what if we get together for a Jello?
That's okay.
Well, wait a minute. She doesn't want to go out on a date with you. She's trying to explain to you how life works.
All right. I'm 2 whole years older than her. She's going to tell me about it? You know, there are people around the world that get nothing, but I bet they're getting a little tang.
I beg your pardon?
I said there's people around the world that ain't got nothing, but one thing they do get is just a little bit of a tang.
Why do you have to think about that?
Because it's the only thing that I ain't never had. It's the only thing I ain't never had.
Don't you respect yourself?
Sure I do.
Okay, so then why do you need that?
Because I'll respect myself more.
No, I don't think so. I think that you should wait till you really love someone and you care about someone.
Well,
you shouldn't just do it to do it.
What?
You shouldn't just do something like that to do it.
I want to experience everything. I want to taste life. Megan, for the first time in my life, I see it all. I see it maybe more now than ever before. Oh, sure, there were days when I felt I had the world by the balls, but not anymore, Megan. I'm going to be dead soon, and all I'm asking for, all I want, is to just take a big bite out of this world, and I'm giving you the opportunity to come along with me. It'll be a short ride, Megan. I'll be gone soon, but I can guarantee you in the 6 to 8 months that I have to live, we'll see it all, baby.
How do you know that you're in a bad thing? Do you believe in God? Do you believe in miracles?
Listen, baby, forget about God. Forget about miracles.
Why? Why would you forget about that?
I'm talking about spoons.
No, how can you forget about that?
Forget about that. I'm
no, okay,
about
never
you.
Mind. Fine, fine. Then you know what? I don't want to talk to you because
you,
if you're going to be this way, never mind. Okay? Thank you.
Bye. Shoot.
Man, you were almost making the move there.
Damn right. You're damn right I had the move going.
And then you blew it, okay? With that spooge receptacle line and the fact that you didn't believe in God.
Man, I was all over her like a cheap suit.
I gotta tell you, you were blowing me away. You had it working, dude.
Crap.
Yeah, you screwed that one up 6 ways to sunset. Good going, Jim.
God damn it, what did I do wrong?
You said I don't believe in God. That's where she's coming from. That's her whole trip.
Man, I had the mojo working on, too.
Yeah. I mean, you had me blown away. We were all sitting there listening to you work it. And then you go with that I don't believe in God stuff, and that blew her off. That's where she lives. You got to work that.
So if the chick says she believes in God, what should I say?
Work it. Yeah, I believe in God, too. I want to go to church with you, all that stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Tammy.
Yeah.
I listen to you every night. I love you. I love Maria.
Hey, thank you.
You guys are awesome.
Well, hold on, okay?
Yep.
Hold the line. Jonah wanted me to for you to hold on. I have no reason to know why. 1-800-521-KFI. I do know, though, that he's got a girlfriend of like 6 years.